Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the top Billboard Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, the Commodores, the Spinners, Lionel Richie, the Isley Brothers, Boys to Men, the Jackson 5, and the Four Tops. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature the top Billboard Motown artists.
tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and a bottle. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? I've paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high.
Motown memory from the Commodores, Easy. They reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1977, and the Commodores were the 99th most popular Billboard artist. And we started with Smokey Robinson and Cruisin', number 4 from 1979, and Smokey was the 175th most popular Billboard Motown artist. That was his biggest charting song up until this point. He had 11 previous songs. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the top Billboard Motown artists. Well, coming up, the Spinners, only one of two 45s that reached top 40 on the Motown record label, It's a Shame. Well, It's a Shame was co-written by Stevie Wonder, his wife Sarita Wright, and Lee Garrett, and it was produced by Stevie Wonder as a single for the Spinners. The single became the Spinners' most popular single on the Motown record label since they had signed with the company in 1964, and it was also their biggest hit in a decade. Well, the lineup of the Spinners included original members Paris Jackson, Henry Farnborough, Billy Henderson and Billy Smith, and lead vocalist G.C. Cameron. The quintet recorded the single in 1970. Well, the song, which is about a man who complains about a lover's messing around on him, became a huge hit for the group, reaching number 14 in the Billboard Hot 100 charts and number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues Singles charts. The song was the first song that Stevie Wonder produced for another act by himself. Well, 2 years later, the Spinners would leave Motown for a contract with Atlantic Records on the advice of fellow Detroit native Aretha Franklin, who was also an artist on that label. Well, Jason Cameron was having an affair with Gwen Gordy, who was the sister of Motown founder Berry Gordy, so he decided to stay with Motown, and the group hired Cameron's cousin, Felipe Wynn, to replace him. Later, Jason Cameron moved with the Gordys to Los Angeles and stayed with Motown for over a decade. Well, here are the Spinners. It's a Shame, right here on Motown Memories.
It's a shame the way you mess around with the man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone waiting for your call. When you don't call, you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you play with my emotions. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. You're like a child at play on a sunny day. First you play with her and then you throw it away. Why do you use me? Play to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? You won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame. Why do you use me? Why to confuse me? How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you leave me from this present? Serve my
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Of the city street was beating.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Number 61 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1966, and the Isley Brothers were the 69th most popular Billboard artist. Before that, Lionel Richie in Running with the Night, number 7 from 1983, and Lionel was the 86th most popular Billboard artist. And we started with the Spinners, It's a Shame, number 14 from 1970. That song was both written and produced by Stevie Wonder, and the Spinners were the 90th most popular Billboard artist. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring top Billboard Motown artists for this hour. Well, coming up, Boys to Men, and It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, right here on Motown Memories.
How do I say goodbye to what we had? The good times. Is going to leave. All I know is where we've been and what we've been through. If we get to see tomorrow. I hope it's worth all the pain.
and I'll take with me the memory to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye.
Leave it alone. If you don't want my love.
Pops and Something About You, and they reached number 19 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1965, and the Four Tops were the 49th most popular Billboard artist. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Get It Together, number 28 in the Billboard Charts of the United States from 1973, and the Jackson 5 were the 55th most popular Billboard artist. And we started with Boys to Men and It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, number 2 in the Billboard Pop Charts of the United States from 1991, and Boys to Men were the 57th most popular Billboard artist. Well, this half hour, the featured top Billboard Motown artist. And coming up after the break, more top Billboard Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.